It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to our Monday broadcast, and hope you survived the weekend. You're feeling fresh and re-energized, and your batteries are recharged, and you're ready for another week. We certainly are, and we're glad you're with us here on Border Crossings. If there's a song that you'd like to hear, let us know about it. 202-619-2077 is our in-studio phone number, and you can call for the next hour. You can always email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We'll start it off with a request from India, Kerala, India, and Shamir, who's listening to Border Crossings and wants me to play this song from Amelia Lilly on Border Crossings. This is You Bring Me Joy. Crossings, and you're listening to the beautifully talented Amelia Lilly, who is from England, and she was on the X Factor in England in 2012. She did pretty well, and then went out on tour with Ollie Murs in 2013. She was mentored on the TV show by Kelly Rowland. They had very high hopes for her. In fact, she's had a couple of songs out. Shamir in India asked us to play You Bring Me Joy, which was her debut release, and reached number 2 on the UK charts. She was working on her debut album, which is called Be a Fighter. And they had a scheduled release for the album, but it got canceled. So it's kind of strange. I don't know. Things seem to be going that way for the X Factor contestants. You know, there was a couple of contestants here in the U.S. for the show's two-year run, and both of those albums, well, the first one didn't go anywhere. It was canceled as well. And then the second one, you know, which is Josh Krachek, was released, but it didn't do anything. So I don't know. The show's kind of struggling along, and now it is seen here in the United States. Simon Cowell worked out some deal where the UK version of X Factor could be broadcast in the US, so it is carried on a cable channel. By the way, Amelia said growing up she always wanted to be a nun, so she picked a strange business to get into, but anyway, that was her ambitions when she was a youngster. She's only 20 now. She deals with diabetes. She's like a celebrity spokesperson for diabetes in the UK for their ads and whatnot. The poor young thing, she has to give herself 8 injections a day of insulin. 8 a day, every day. That is severe diabetes. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, and we're glad you're with us. If you would like to check in, we would love to check you out. 202-619-2077 is our studio line. You can give us a call. Felicia's in directing the show today. Vince is out. I think he was playing volleyball today. I think that's what I heard. So Felicia is in producing our show today, and Jessica is grounded. She's at home. Couldn't get into work. They issued some severe weather alerts early in the morning, and so she took heed and decided to stay home, although the weather never really deteriorated like they thought it would, but she's at home. So it's just Felicia and I and Brian. So here we – and you, of course – we can't forget you. Up next, we've got a request from Marie Kay for the band Heart, who've been doing this since the 70s. They're still together. Anne and Nancy Wilson, they are sisters. In fact, they just announced a tour, and the folks in New Zealand get to check out Heart on their tour first before anybody else. And I'll tell you, what a great lineup. It's Heart, it's Foreigner, and it's Three Dog Night. So if you love classic rock, wow, what a great show. So here you go, Marie Kay. This is your Heart request. This is Alone. Where you're never alone, it's Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end though.
tanda Larry London ki zojong nan be border crossing survey sun she ki derim te san rona
baby I got love for thee so deep inside of me I don't know what to say yeah 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 I love you more than anything but the words can't even touch what's in my heart yeah 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 no no
Crossings, Ariana Grande, Baby I, and a request from Edwin L. Grande listening to our show. So thank you for tuning in and requesting that. Ariana Grande is an itty-bitty thing. I saw her backstage when I was at the iHeart Jingle Ball Festival recently, and she barely comes up above my belt. She's teeny tiny. But she's so talented. She's on the cover of a new Taiwanese magazine doing a big story about her. Interesting story. She's dating Big Sean. Who's good friends with Justin Bieber. Big Sean and Ariana have been together now for a few months. Big Sean, before he dated Ariana, was engaged to actress Naya Rivera. And Naya Rivera stars on the TV show Glee. And during its season opening last week, Naya Rivera sang the song Problem, which was Ariana Grande's big hit. So it's kind of, and it's an interesting, thing there. I mean, the producer must have said, oh, let's have some fun with this. But Ariana and Big Sean, very happy these days. They were on vacation in Lake Tahoe skiing over the weekend. I'd like to say hello to Rukundo Theobald in Uganda, Evalist in Rwanda, and Benny in Ghana. And thank you so much for checking in with us here on Border Crossings. Our phones are open. Let's keep Felicia awake. 202-619-2077. Call into the studios. Welcome our new producer director on board and make a request. 202-619-2077. Don't forget you can also request a calendar a 2015 calendar, and as long as you'll give us your postal mailing address, we'll give you a calendar. And the calendars are gorgeous. All right, up next, Christian listens to us in Rwanda, and Green Day are headed for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were accepted, so they will be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. So congratulations to the guys in Green Day. Christian in Rwanda, here's your song from Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. And I walk up, my shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me.
It's Green Day here on Border Crossings, and that's Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And thank you for that request from Rwanda. And congratulations to Green Day, who are going into the Rock Hall of Fame. And they're not the only ones. Here are the others who are listed on this year's class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the induction class of 2015. Lou Reed, who passed away last year, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Double Trouble, Joan Jett, Bill Withers, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and Ringo Starr of the Beatles fame will be given the award for musical excellence, and also the Five Royals, who are a 1950s R&B band, will also receive an Early Influence Award. And the ceremony will take place in Cleveland, Ohio, on April 18th. So congratulations to all those who made it. Of course, the requirements are such that you have to have 25 years following the first release of your first album or single. So all these greats who we know of, these days we're thinking, oh, isn't so-and-so in the Rock Hall of Fame? Isn't so? If 25 years hasn't gone by since your first single came out, then you're not eligible for consideration. So we're congratulating all those that are and did. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Up next, Adams Penny sent in an email and asked us to play Selena Gomez. Biua Mukama is listening in Uganda, so hello to you as well. Selena Gomez these days, following her New Year's Eve trip to Dubai, she is in the studio where she's finishing up her next album, and so she's working very hard on the new album. She's working with Zedd and a few other electronic dance music folks, and so she promises a very exciting new album. Here is a request for Selena Gomez, Who Says, on Border Crossings.
I wouldn't want to be anybody else.
Hi, I'm Michael Bolton, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Border Crossings, love is a wonderful thing. When it's working out, it's a wonderful thing. Michael Bolton, by request. And I thank everybody for listening to us in Rwanda. And Fred, thank you for your request. Fred, it's great to hear from you. Appreciate the support. And hope you enjoyed your Michael Bolton request. I want to say hello to Seth in Burundi and Mohammed, who's in Ethiopia, listening to Shegar FM. And Mohammed attends the Haramaya University. So I'm glad you found some time in between your studying to put border crossings on. Maybe, you know, I've read where research proves, research has shown without doubt that listening to music while you study can help. Can help improve your studying because it puts you in a better frame of mind, a better mood. So put border crossings on while you study. That's the moral of the story. Nabiu is listening, and Roger also checked in. Glad you're all with us today on this Monday in the rain. It's border crossings. The Golden Globes were handed out last night in Hollywood, the 72nd annual Golden Globes. And usually they say the Golden Globes are kind of a precursor to the Academy Awards, that the things that, you know, if you want an indication how the Oscars are going to go, watch how the Golden Globes go. And so last night, the best motion picture for drama was Boyhood. You know, all these films I have not seen. Selma, which was nominated. You know, it's the story of Martin Luther King Jr. And Selma is the place in Georgia that he grew up. So the Imitation Game's another movie, The Theory of Everything, Foxcatcher. Now, there's one that I got to see. I keep hearing great things about Foxcatcher. But Boyhood was the best picture for the drama. And best musical motion picture, The Grand Budapest Hotel. Best actress in a drama, Julianne Moore, for the film Still Alice. Best actor was Eddie Redmayne from The Theory of Everything. The best actor in a motion picture, Michael Keaton for Birdman. Best actress in a motion picture musical, Amy Adams for Big Eyes. A lot of big winners, and the best original score was for The Theory of Everything, and the best original film song was in the movie Selma. The song Glory was the winner. So there you go. And there's a bunch of other categories. And I could post the winners on our Facebook if you're curious and want to check it out. I'll put up there the link for you to check out. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. All right. Up next, we have a request from Jan in Holland, who, he brings the nostalgia element of our show. So thank you, Jan, for bringing in those golden oldies for us. This is a song from the Everly Brothers, Phil and Don Everly, and it's called Temptation.
Yeah.
I see us inside of each other. I feel my unconscious merge with yours, and I hear a voice say, what's this is hers. I'm falling into you.
Crossings, Celine Dion. Saidu Muhammad Ali asked us to play that song, Falling Into You. So thank you, and we appreciate the dedication to Edwina Isatu Jallo and all the Border Crossings fans of the world and of Nigeria, where Saidu Muhammad Ali listens to us every day. Now, Celine Dion had been performing at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas regularly, but she took a temporary leave of absence to take care of her ailing husband, Rene Angeli, who's dealing with throat cancer. And apparently, it was just written about 45 minutes ago, some of the tabloids are reporting that his condition is worsening, so she will not be returning to Caesar's Palace anytime soon, that she's kind of put that on hold indefinitely. And I know that Mariah Carey is due to start there as well sometime in the year. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. Thank you very much for being with us. I want to say hello to all of our brand new fans on Facebook who joined us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London and then clicked like. So they signed up to be a fan of our page. Jumbo Albert is listening to us. Abel Katema, Tim Fox, Kirk Tembo, Atik Shaikh, Kojo Enoch, Dagem Berhanu, Leet Fakade, John Sanvula Kayando, Miracle Dan, Justin Dusabe, Ryan Stewart, Khaled Akilani, Yakub Ashkenani, Mohammed Yassin Ibrahim. All new fans of our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can stop by Facebook and check us out. And if you like what you see, then just click like and become a fan of the page. Here's a request that came into us from India and a listener whose name is Jewel, who's tuned in India. This is Elton John and Kiki D, and the song is called Don't Go Breaking My Heart, going back to the 70s here on Border Crossings. Crossings. When I was younger, I always thought the title was Don't Go Breaking My Car, but it's Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Elton John, Kiki D. Kiki D has been in the music business since the 60s. She's 67 now. She's been doing this a long, long time, recording with the Motown record label and releasing a lot of music, over 40 singles throughout her career. But that song became number one in the UK, and that's Elton John, Sir Elton John, with Kiki D. Don't Go Breaking My Heart on Border Crossings. And congratulations to Sir Elton John, who finally was legally able to wed his longtime partner, David Furnish, in England in 2014 when same-sex marriages became legal in England. So congratulations to them. The couple have two children together, Zachary and Levon. And so there you go. That is a request from Jewel or Jeanette. Hard to read the handwriting. This is one of those handwritten letters to us, which comes from Lucknow. So we don't know if it's Jewel or Jeanette, but we did get the dedication. It's Doreen Williams in Delhi. So that name we know for sure. So I hope you enjoyed that song, Doreen. That was your request. It's Border Crossings, and from Canada, these guys are doing a contemporary modern fusion reggae-type sound. They call themselves Magic, and this is a request that came to us from Jude Berkson here on Border Crossings. This was a big hit in the past year, and it's called Rude.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Shuffle up my
Oh, Hey, it's Beyonce, and you're listening to Larry London.
Stone Magazine lists that at 118 on their 500 Greatest Songs of All Time list, a song that was a big hit for Beyonce and Jay-Z in 2003, 12 years ago. Wow. Doesn't seem like that long ago, but it was. Crazy in Love, Beyonce. That's for Roland in Liberia, listening to Border Crossings. And I also want to mention, speaking of Beyonce, she found an interesting way to announce her first pregnancy. You might remember Blue Ivy was introduced to the world on stage during an award show, and she opened up her coat and revealed her belly bump, her baby tummy. Well, guess what? She's been seen in an Instagram photo that she posted herself laying in the sand on the beach with a baby bump in sand. She's covered in sand except for her belly area, which obviously to the eye would look like she's pregnant. So she hasn't confirmed that, but that's what the photo implies. So we'll wait and see. Hey, thank you, Brian. Thank you, Felicia. And thank you, world, for tuning into Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. See you tomorrow on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.